Welcome to Eastern Sierra now. It is Tuesday, January 17th. And it's kind of a rough day for a lot of us in the Eastern Sierra. A close friend to so many people, Leslie Ann Hoxie, passed away last night. And if you'd seen any theater in Mammoth in the past, 10 years, then you definitely know Leslie. Really dear friend of mine, so kind of a bummer. Makes me happy there's not much going on today news-wise, because I don't really want to put a whole bunch of energy into this. So, fitting for my dear friend Leslie, there is a couple of plays happening this weekend, and this weekend one play, and then the other play is coming up shortly after that. But the play this weekend is called The Lifespan of a Fact. Sierra Classic Theater production of The Lifespan of a Fact by Jeremy Karekin and David Murrell and Gordon Farrell. That is January 19th through the 22nd, Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Edison Theater. They're letting people back into there. That's great. They are closing it this weekend, so you do not want to miss this. From what I've heard, it is quite good. You can get tickets at EasternSierraNow.com. You can get tickets at their website, sierraclassictheater.com. It's based on a book by John DeAgata and Jim Fingle. Don't miss the real Jim Fingle's talk back after the show on January 19th and 20th performances. Check out the interview with the real Jim Fingle right there in the sheet, and that's page 15. You can click on the link at Eastern Sierra Now to go over to the sheet and check that out. Jim Fingel is a fresh out of Harvard fact checker for a prominent but sinking New York magazine. John DeAgata is a talented writer with the transcendent essay about the suicide of a teenage boy. Emily Penrose is the editor, hoping John's essay will save her magazine from collapse. When Jim is assigned to fact check the DeAgata essay, the two come head to head in a comedic yet gripping battle over facts versus truth. The debate is hilarious, wildly entertaining, and deeply resonant. Based on a true story and a book that shares its name, The Lifespan of a Fact will disturb preconceptions, unsettle assumptions, and have you laughing out loud. This admirable and compact play is a rib-bustingly funny farce in which things go from very bad to far worse in nothing flat, and that comes from the Wall Street Journal. It's also a lively debate on the ethics of factual truth versus the beauty of literary dishonesty. That's from Variety magazine. So, should be pretty good. You're going to want to check that out. Local faces all about it, including Victoria Farber and the Sheet's own Jack Lunch, Ted Carlton. So, you're going to want to check that out. They're two of my favorite actors, so you want to head over and see that for sure. So, please do this weekend. I will be there. Coming up in February 9th through the 19th, will be Mammoth Lake Repertory's theater production of Plaza Suite by Neil Simon. This is a play that's been around a long time. A lot of people really love it. It's really celebrated. Hilarity abounds in this portrait of three couples successfully occupying a suite at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. A suburban couple takes the suite while their house is being painted, and it turns out to be one in which they honeymooned 23 years ago, and was yesterday the anniversary, or is it today? Apparently there's some issues with that couple. This wry tale of marriage in tatters is followed by the exploits of a Hollywood producer who, after three marriages, is looking for fresh fields. He calls a childhood sweetheart, now a suburban housewife, for a little sexual diversion. Over the years, she has idolized him from afar and is now more than the match he bargained for. The last couple is a mother and father fighting about the best way to get their daughter out of the bathroom and down to the ballroom where guests await her, or as mother yells, "I want you to come out of that bathroom and get married." Wonderfully funny, the blockbuster is the wildest and most uproarious farce I have seen on stage. That's New York Daily News. A wonderfully happy and gratifying evening of sheer entertainment. Richly funny from the New York Post. Should be amazing. You're going to want to check those out. And do it to honor dear Leslie. She was the heart and soul of theater for a long time in Mammoth, and the person that we all could count on. She was amazing. So you're going to want to go check these out for sure. And I will tell you that both of these being farces are the funniest play possible. The best plays I've ever been in were farces. So much laughter. You're going to definitely want to go check these out. So please go to either Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater or Sierra Classic Theater's websites to get tickets for that. And you can find all of that information at Eastern Sierra Now. Okay, we talked about the Bishop Broncos JV team yesterday. Let's talk about the varsity team. Boys, good morning. The Bishop Broncos boys varsity played the Boron Bobcats Friday evening at the Barlow Lane Gym. The Broncos came out fast and never looked back. They had five players in double digits. Evan Fuller with 16 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Juju Charlie with 20 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, 1 steal. Reese Dondero with 18 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, 1 assist. Wacoba Spoonhunter and with 11 points, 7 rebounds, 4 steals, 6 assists. Aaron Astorga with 10 points, 3 rebounds, followed up by Isaac Reno with 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 assists. Tyreek Hilarious with 8 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. John Cortez with 2 points, 3 rebounds, 2 steals. And Glenn Barfield with 3 rebounds, 2 steals, and 1 block. Broncos are on the road to Kern Valley on Tuesday and in Lone Pine Friday against Fraser Mountain. And that comes from Coach Brad Weaver. Thanks for that, Coach Weaver. And good job, Broncos. Stay on that. So the weather is looking pretty strong in both places today. It's going to be a little cold the next couple of days in Mammoth in the single digits, but the highs will be in the 20s or so. But it's going to warm up from there for about 10 or 11 days before we start seeing anything different. So that's great. You know, let things dry out and warm up a little bit before we have to get back at it. So good job to all of you locals that had to shovel snow and deal with floods and all the craziness that we had. So now it's time for your break for a little bit. So congratulations. All right, we're going to call it today, and thank you, and we will see you again tomorrow. Don't forget to download the mobile app and listen to the radio station. How do you get that? That's right, Live 365 app. Search Eastern Sierra now. Thanks. Have a good one.
Hi, I'm Dr. Stephen Connect, orthopedic foot and ankle surgeon.
And I'm Chelsea Brown, physician assistant and foot and ankle specialist at Mammoth Hospital.
When most people think orthopedics, they think of surgical treatments. While many orthopedic conditions, such as fractures, sprains, or arthritis, may require surgery, our aim is to provide a comprehensive spectrum of care beginning with non-surgical options as well.
When it comes to the foot and ankle, our team at Mammoth Hospital specializes in all aspects of care, from podiatry and orthotics to corrective surgery. We treat bunions, hammer toes, ankle sprains, Achilles issues, heel pain, and general arthritic conditions of the foot and ankle, in addition to expert care for toenail problems, corns, calluses, and bone spurs. Please don't let foot discomfort slow you down this season. Call us at 760-924-4084 to schedule an appointment or visit www.mammothortho.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Let me tell you a story about how a new shop in Bishop saved Christmas. So, I'm notoriously hard to shop for. It's just a fact. I don't know why it is. So, my girlfriend's looking for something Jeep-related because, well, she knows I love my Jeep. She comes across this jewel of a shop in the Rite Aid Shopping Center called Elevated Gifts and Decor. She decides to go in and check it out, and this thing is a veritable apothecary. It has the most amazing stuff. The style is flawless. It's just a wonderful little place. There's jewelry. There's all different sorts of trinkets and gifts. There's Bishop apparel, Bishop posters, hats, coasters, stickers, anything you can think of. Just an incredible shop. And she found a shirt and a hat that said Jeep on it, thus saving Christmas. So for bold gifts paired with hidden treasures, don't be afraid to venture off the main path and venture off of Main Street. Head out to the Rite Aid Shopping Center and into Elevated Gifts and Decor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power company with access to the world's best technology, specializing in meeting the unique solar power needs of the Eastern Sierra since 2008. At High Point Solar, our decades of experience allows us to operate with a high level of efficiency so we can pass the savings on to you. We are proud to have installed over 1.3 megawatts of solar power. That's hundreds of homes and businesses in your neighborhood and community benefiting from low to no energy cost and a reduced carbon footprint. Unfortunate changes are taking place regarding solar power buybacks in California. Luckily, there is still time to go solar and take advantage of existing programs before the sun sets on net energy metering as we know it this April. The time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar power and High Point Solar. Call or click today, 760-937-5849. or visit us at highpoint-solar.com.